You know, there's a story that we used to hear, and there's like a missionary that went to this tribal area, and you know, these heathens, and he got a bunch of them saved, and he got the chief saved. So the guy who's running the whole show, he got that guy saved. And after he got him saved, you know, he discipled them. He was teaching them the word of God. Well, they ended up leaving, and they came back about a year after just to kind of confirm the souls of the disciples. And he came back to them, and the guy was doing great. I mean, he was growing, and he was, you know, he was still like, think about the things of the Lord. They're sharing their faith. I mean, they were being successful. And he said, "Hey, chief, how's everything going?" And he said, "Good." He goes, "One problem." He goes, In me, there's a black dog and a white dog. He said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "There's this fighting constantly with black dog and a white dog." He's referring to the flesh versus the spirit.
Right.
And he goes, "Well, who wins?" He goes, "Oh, that's easy. The one I feed the most." He said, "If I feed the white dog," this isn't a racial thing, okay, guys, folks, right? Critical race theory one-on-one or something. He's talking about the flesh and the spirit. And he says, if I feed the spirit, then I'm going to be able to overcome the flesh on the day-to-day basis. I can put the flesh to death. I can die daily. I can walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But folks, let me just say this. And this is the problem with a lot of these liberal churches out there, where they have you come down to the altar and give your life to God and dedicate your life to Him. And what happens? They leave the altar, they leave the church, and they get defeated by the flesh because they think to themselves, "Well, wasn't I supposed to, like, I thought I already conquered this." No, it's a daily thing. Take up your cross daily and follow me. I die daily. Walking in the Spirit requires a daily commitment to say, "I'm just going to walk in the Spirit today to not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Okay? And you don't have to feel like you're walking in the Spirit either.
Right, yeah.
It's like, I feel spiritual today. You know what I'm going to say, right? It's gas.
Yeah.